Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Lamed, and we are in the discussion of the Ketores. We had the Mishnah that discussed the differences between the rest of the year, Ketores, and Yom Kippur Ketores. We mentioned the rest of the year. We do a pras in the morning, a pras in the afternoon, and today we do extra. We do Yom Kippur. We do where Mosif Malo Chafnav, right? That's the what we burn in the Kodesh Kadashim. Every day it's Daka, and today it's Daka Minha Daka. And then we spoke about other differences. Every day the Kohanim go up the side of the Mizbeach. The Kohen Gadol goes up the middle. Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohen Gadol always acts this way differently. Kohen Gadol always goes up the middle. The Kohen Gadol always uses a different kli for washing. And then the Mishnah mentioned, Brisa, the Pita Maktores that, many mentioned at the end of davening on a weekday on Shabbos. Let's talk about that. So we mentioned that there are, out of the 11 spices, there are four that are mentioned beferish in the Torah. Right, and those are the first ones on the list. Hatsori, Tziburna, Chelbana, Lavona. That needs, each, that are 70 mana. Remember, they make it annually. Annually, 368 mana. That's the total that they use. So 365 mana are used each day, all one per day. One mana per day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon, with three left, for Yom Kippur. For the Yom Kippur, as we'll see soon. And then we asked, we had these other ingredients besides the 11, that were used, for some purpose. The karshina and the yin kafrisin, and the melech sedomis, and the mala ashan, right? Those are, and the kipas ayardin. All of those were used. That's the last couple of lines we went into. The melech sedomis, interesting, we'll see this a little later, but there is a discussion in the mefarshim why you had to add melech. Why was salt needed to be added? Is this the regular din of every carbon needing salt? Al kar carbon chatakrev melach? Is that what's going on here? Or is it a special din? Because Ketores is also described as mimulach. Mimulach. Mimulach might just mean mixed very well, or it might be a reference to melach, to salt. Lamai nafkamina, and these are both deos quoted in the Carbonades, quotes it in a little bit, a couple of lines. On the halacha of if he didn't put it in b'di'eved, he either quotes al kar kavan chatakrev melach or mimulach tahar kodesh. So al kar kavan chatakrev melach, we might not have evidence that that's a din li'ikuva. Mimulach, a special din by Ketores, that might be a din li'ikuva. But those are the two possibilities. But the Gemara now says where we're up to, that if one puts dvash in it psala, any type of sweetener would not be allowed. That's why dvash psala chisar ba achas misamamaneha chay misa. If somebody is chisar, somebody brings the Ketores and does not put in and leaves out one of the samamanim chayiv misa. That is not a good thing. Chayiv misa. What's the chay misa per se for bringing bad Ketores? No, it's because you went into the heichal now for no reason because you didn't bring the Ketores. That's how the carbonate chay misa ki ayil be up. So let me just take a step back. Chay misa when? So there is a sheet of Rashi. Rashi increases davav. Rashi says chay misa is only on Yom Kippur. Because then, if you're mechaser, achat, because of a menha, it came out that you went into the Kodesh Kadashim for no reason. If you didn't bring the Ketores properly. So that's why Chayav Misa. And that's what the Carbonate here quotes. V'ayil b'yom ha-kippurim. D'chsev el yavo b'chal yisal ha-kodesh. V'lo yamus b'zos yavo aron. Chimayel Ketores chaser. Bia reikonis hi v'chayav Misa. But if you go in, then it's a bia reikonis. V'imhevi gam Ketores shlema ima. What if you bring two Ketores? One good and one no good. Then you don't have the issue of bi'ah reikonis, so then chayev al shehiktir Ketores chaser. Then you just have the problem of bringing, being maktir a, lacking Ketores. But that's Rashi. But Rov, the Pashup Shat and most Mefarshim assume against Rashi. Right? And that is, no, it means every day. If every day there's an isser of bringing Ketores chaser, separate from going into the Kodesh Kodashim, just going into the Heichal. Going into the Heichal, bringing a Ketores chaser, that would be a problem. Some say it's learned out from Bnei Aaron. Bnei Aaron didn't go into the Kodesh Kodashim, right? Just they brought a Ketores Zara, and that's possibly one of the limudim that we have. If you look on the Beis Yosef in Kuf Lamed Gimel in Arachayim, Kuf Lamed Gimel, so he quotes from the Ma'ari Abuhav, right? The tour there in Kuf Lamed Gimel, the tour there quotes our Brisa and says there's a minhag to say this every day. Right? Kasav lachar shasiyim. He quotes Rav Amram Gon. Rav Amram gets a lot of credit, even though he doesn't get so much credit. He's not so famous, but he is a major figure because he came up with the first sitter, right? Rav Amram Gon. So the tour here quotes Rav Amram Gon, the sitter Rav Amram Gon. He was the one that made the seder of davening every day. So he put it in. The seder Rav Amram Gon. Kasav la'achar shasiyim shliach tzibur ose shalom. Right after the shliach tzibur finishes, ose shalom, noagim lomar, ein kelokeinu, ad atahu moshienu, atu shektir avosinu lefanechaz gara asamim, pita maktoris. And he quotes our whole braisa that we just have here. And then he quotes at the end of the Omer Shir Shal Yom, the Omerim, you say the Shir Shal Yom, and then, Omer Belazot, Amin Yicham Amar Shalom Ba'olam, Omer Kaddish, Aros HaShalom, V'chulu. If you look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Maria Buav. Kasav Rabbeinu Agada Maria Buav Zal. She'ein lo mar Pita Maktores, Ela Mitoch HaKsav. You say Pita Maktores from writing, right? There is a Kabbalistic idea of saying it from a klaf. That's not what the Maria Buav says. He says it from writing. Why? Shema yechzer echan me'asam amanim v'yechaya misa b'kriya k'mo b'haktara. You don't want to miss one. So it's easier to read it and then not miss one. If you're reading it, if you think it by heart, there's a good chance you're going to miss one. So read it so you don't miss one. Because or else, you can v'yechaya misa by reading it and missing one, just like by burning it and missing one. V'ulai, and says the Bar Yebuav, v'ulai shebizeh atam ein omer moso b'miksas b'komos. That's why he says some people don't say it every day. Avali she'omrim parshas ha'karbanos. Even though they say karbanos, right, that's something that we should make sure of. Even if you don't say pita maktaris, you say, if they say karbanos, they don't say this. V'im divrei orchas chayim shekasa b'shem bal alachas. Now the Beis Yosef says, v'ani omer, I don't know what he's talking about. Im alacha nekabel. If this is a misora that we have, it's a lashon that's used sometimes in Mishnayos. Im alacha nekabel. V'im ladin yeshuva. Otherwise, I think there's a chiddush gadol. To im chiser echad misavaneh chayim misa. Right. First of all, what's chayim misa? First of all, Rashi says that only applies on Yom Kippur and the Kodesh Kedoshim. So, nothing to talk about to relate that to our day. Alma ina chayim misa mebnei chiser el mebnei she nichnas lo mikdash lo tzarech. And if you even according to the Rambam. Inochas klei hamikdash and most other rishonim that is talking about the regular everyday ktores, it's because you had a bir reikonis, because you went in without bringing the ktores. What does that have to do with saying it in shul? Saying it in shul. So number one, maybe Rashi. Number two, even the Rambam, that's for a bir reikonis. Avol kishachiser bekriya mehei teisilan. So it's basically, I don't understand that. How could you say it's ki'ilu? It's ki'ilu, but not mamish. V'osha k'var hochachti la'el, dimchiser misamaneh chayev davka b'shachiser echad miyud alav simanim. V'davar kalu li'zar shalo yechzer shum echad mehen b'kriyaso. And also, anyway, and even if you're missing, you know, one of the first 11, as we said, there's a bunch of other ingredients that we add in. So probably the first 11 you'll be able to focus, and then we start speeding up usually in our paragraphs, and then we'll miss some towards the second half. But the first half, you can do 11 words. That's not so hard, says the Beis Yosef. I don't think he has any basis not to say Pita Maktoris, says the Beis Yosef. That's the Beis Yosef. The Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, v'minag be'elo amedinos k'divri Maria Buav. Shlo omro b'chol mishum shetrudim b'malachtan. V'yish lachush sheyidalgu ba. Maybe they're going to skip a word, and that's why we don't say it on weekdays. That's the minag of Ashkenazim in Chutz Laretz. Shabbos v'yantif, Omer Masor. Shabbos and yantif, we say it. Okay, but that's Kuflam Gimel. That's here in the Beis Yosef, based on this Brisa. And that's what the Ramah quotes. The Ramah, they're interesting. The Ramah quotes in the Siman. V'yesh lomar, shepita maktores, erev v'vukar, achar atfilah, v'omrim tchilan kelokenu, v'omrim shir shavim hayom b'yisim migdash, v'yesh shekasvu lizar milomar pita maktores, bitoch haksav, v'lo balpeh, He quotes all these from the Beis Yosef. Shemamir b'mak maktara, shemi yadaleg, v'yamrisha chayim misa, v'chei noagu shalomer b'chol, shemara l'malachta. So he quotes the whole yesod that was in the Beis Yosef. It's interesting, the Beis Yosef himself doesn't quote any of this. Maybe he has such covet for the Marei Buav, he argues on it, but he still doesn't quote it. Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this. It's just in the Ramah. Okay. Let's continue now. Says the, continue, Tini. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Hatsari Eino El Asraf Shel Atzei HaKetaf. Tzri is one of the items mentioned, right? One of the first ones. The first one. Hatsari Vatziporin. That is the sap that comes out of balsam tree. right? That's Rav Shigam Liel. The Karban Eda, based on Rashi, says, increases, that this is Liferushe, right? This is, Rav Shigam Liel is explaining what Sari is. Others say there's a Kesavish, the Rambam thinks that the Rav Shigam Liel is arguing what exactly is Sari. Boris Karshina, what is this type of cleansing ingredient? Lama Haisa Ba, Sheba Shafina Satsiporin, because this helps the tziporin, which is another of the, what we mentioned earlier, it cleanses, so to speak, the tziporin, to make it nice, says the Karban Eda, Mibnei Shehinoeh, right, shafin is like moshkin, to anoint it, to smear, you smear this on, Mibnei Shehinoeh Yoser, Acher, Sheshafin Osa, the Boris Karshin, it's like a cleansing agent, therefore, it brings out a certain, shininess, after your moshechit. Yain kafris lamiba, why do you put in this special wine? Sheba shorin asatziporin. The first one was shafin asatziporin. This is shorin, you soak the tziporin. Mipnei shehi aza. So the question, what exactly mipnei shehi aza? So the, what most mafarshim say is that mipnei shehi aza, it is aza beforehand, meaning it's pungent. It's not a good smell. So if you soak it in this, then it kind of makes it nicer. According to that, it's just not a parallel because the Mipnei Shehinoeh line is talking about what happens afterwards and Mipnei Shehi'aza is about what happens beforehand. It was Aza, therefore you do this. The other one is that you do it to make it Noah. Okay, so it's not exactly parallel. The Karban Eda tries to say, a different shot, Ein Recha Nodef, V'chulu. Okay. V'halo, Meiraglayim Lofin La. And now the Brisa continues and says, really Meiraglayim would help out. Meiraglayim would help, to soak it in. But you don't want to bring something foul-smelling into the Azara, and therefore you don't bring in Meiraglayim. What exactly is Meiraglayim? So the Parshat shot, when you see Meiraglayim, you would think Meiraglayim is urine. Meiraglayim, that's the language that's used by Chazal, water of the legs, right? We've mentioned in the past the Rambam, in the Mor Nevuchim, that the Ramban quotes in the beginning of Kisisa, that the reason Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon HaKodesh, because there's no specific words for items that aren't so covetic, let's call it. And therefore, Meiraglayim, water of the legs, bathroom is Beis HaKisei, right? The house of the chair, right? Items like that. The husband and wife being together is Bia, entrance, right? So those are, what the Rambam says is Lashon HaKodesh. So Meiraglayim, that's the Pashup Shad, and that's what the Gemara says, that Meiraglayim maybe has a good function of, it would be able to smear it the other ingredients, but mipnei hakavod, you're not gonna do that. If you look in the Be'er Sheva, one of the achronim on Krisus, the Be'er Sheva, quotes that there are some other mafarshim, he quotes from the Kolbo, one of the Rishonim. This is the Be'er Sheva and Krisus stuff up, where this Brisa comes up. Kosova Kolbo. Yesh mafarshim meiraglayim ma'ayan echad hu sheshmo meiraglayim. No, there's a ma'ayan. There's a well called meiraglayim. Raglayim is the name of a place. Like Rogel Raglayim, and Meiraglayim is the water from this well. And that's what the Brisa was talking about. There was no Havamita that you're going to use Meiraglayim urine in the mixture of the Ketores. What are you talking about? Says the Efshar, says the Be'er Sheva, with all of your great Kavanas, I don't think that's what Chazal mean. The Efshar Lomar Kane. The Efshar Lomar, first he continues quoting the Kolbo, and then he's going to argue. The Efshar Lomar Meiraglayim Mamish Chalila. Shalo Allah Alev Adam Lishros Bahen Samani Haktores. Nobody would ever think that you could soak the Ktoris at the Meiraglayim. It can't be. So this Meiraglayim must mean, waters of a well, that's Meiraglayim. So now the Be'er Sheva talks. Va'ani Omer Elu Amafarshim Yardu, look what he play on words. He says, Yardu El Ma'ayan Shalo Haya Velo Nivra Lishov Mayim Chayim Ve'elu Biyadayim Meiraglayim. He says, they went down to the well to get some water, and you know what they came up with? Meiraglayim. The Chalila v'chas l'farishkein. Chas v'shalom, not to say it's real Meiraglayim. Ki shibush gadol v'toz gomaru. Im mikoach svara, im mikoach gemara. I have logic and I have text to argue with you. Number one, mikoach svara. Ma heder kavad, what does the Gemara say? It's not kavadik to use Meiraglayim. And if it wasn't real Meiraglayim, why isn't that kavadik? If it's just stam water from a place called Meiraglayim, so what would be a lack of kavod? Because people will think, people know that there's a, right, a ma heder kavod yesh mikoach Hashem Meiraglayim, sheyesh lo mayim elu shel mayan zeh. Im lo yizacher v'lo yipake klal, Hashem Meiraglayim, al elo mayim, You're not going to announce, this is Meraglayim we're using. No. If it's from the well and it works well for these spices, you'll just use it. What's the lack of covet if it's just from the well? Imikah Gemara. And then the Gemara talks about, I'll prove it to you from the Gemara in Zvachim, that it has to be Meraglayim Madish. So he says, Va'avade Meraglayim Mishiva Samane. He says, the Meraglayim, it talks about with the seven liquids they use to test if a dam is Nida or a dam is not Nida. Meraglayim means Meraglayim. And then he says, skipping a little bit, Ulamisha Rotze La Akesh V'lomar. And that he wants to be difficult and say, no, really it means, it's not Meraglayim Amish. Ella from the Mayan. And the Gemara says, maybe it's Kolshika and you don't bring, it's not clear water, it's from a well. He says, I don't think so. And he says, my best raya is from the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi's Lashon, our Gemara, doesn't just say you don't bring it in because of the covet. What did our Yerushalmi just say? Reach Ra. Reach Ra means real Meraglayim. So I'm sorry, Kolbo, but I think it means actual Meraglayim. That's the Be'er Sheva in Krisus on Dafav. Okay, exciting. Says the Gemara, Ukshahaya Medak, and when we know that there was crushing going on. When you crush the spices every day, it had to be Daka. And then on Yom Kippur, it had to be Daka Menadaka. When you ground up the spices, Ukshahaya Medak, Haya Omer, there was a chant that the grinder said, Hadek Hetev, Hetev, Hadek Hetev. Right, he said this chant. Shehakol Yafel Abisamim. Because the kol, the sound, is good for the spices. So what does that mean? And so one Mafari says that, no, it means because if you're chanting something, it'll keep your rhythm. And the grinder will be able to grind properly and evenly. Okay? Tosa says it's more of a different type of idea. I don't know, I wouldn't call it Kabbalistic, but the spiritual. I would say, Tosfos there in Krisus on Daf Hey says, what does this mean? Hachi Gimirila, this is our Mesorah. Shehevel Kol Moel Yosem Yibishtika. The Ketoros is going to be processed better when the breath of the Kohen saying these words is in the air as the grinding takes place. So again, I don't know exactly. But that's called Yafel B'samim. Chisar, we'll continue. Chisar, ba'achaz b'samaneha, if you're missing one of the samamanim. Oshen nasan ba'ma'advash ha'isabsula. Or you put in a little sweetener. So that's possible. Lo nasan l'tocha melach. If you didn't put salt in, it's on this line that the carbonator says. One of the two sources, either akar karbancha dagar melach, or because of memulach, if you didn't put salt in, oh, shlo nasan l'tocha ma'la asha nischaya misa. And that's the question. Just because you're lacking salt, is that going to be a chiyah misa? So it might depend on the source. Amar Reb Zeira va'over mishamach nasiya seira. Not only is there a, you didn't bring the ketores properly, but it's a bia rikanis. You went in for no reason to the heichal every day or to the kodesh kodashim on Yom Kippur. Tani bar kapara hapatamin shebi Yerushalayim hayu omrim. The people who used to make spices in Yerushalayim used to say, ilu Haya no sein latocha madvash. If we would be able to put in a little sweetener, lo haya kala olam kulo yachalamu berecha. People would just faint at the smell. It would be such a good smell. Wow. Meaning, but we don't put the dvash in because the Torah says it's also daraisa to put in any sweetener. But they're just noting that without the xeris hakasa, we would have put in the dvash because the sweetener would have made it such an amazing smell. As it was, Chazal say it was an unbelievable smell. As it was. But it would have been even, unbearable, so to speak. Unbearable in a good way. Tani, pitma chatziam ksheira. Right, we mentioned that one has to, they used to do it annually. Make the ketores annually, 368 mana. What happens if they did it, they made it half? Right, they did 184. Pitma chatziam ksheira, that's okay. Right, if you made it half, that's okay. You don't have to even. It's not a din likuva to make it once a year. Shlishim berivin. What if you could you do it like three or four? Split it up into you do it a third or four times a year. Lo shemanu. I'm not sure. Says the Tanakama, the Brisa. Rebbe Omer. Yeah, it's okay. Kamidasa isak sheira. As long as you do the right ratio, it's kosher. Kamidasa, like it's mida, it's kosher. No matter how many times you do it. Right. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Klei Mikdash, it sounds like you could do it daily. Right, you can do one mana daily, again, as long as you do the exact ratio of the measurements. Vida da'atmar, and the Gemara just adds, and even the Tanakama who said you could do half, that what does that mean? Da'atmar pitma chatzam kshera chatzi kol samamon v'samamon. When it says you can do half, it doesn't mean that you could do a bunch of the ingredients, a lot of one and less of the other, and then make it up the next time. It has to be, even the Tanakama says, it has to be half of the ratio of all the ingredients. Right? It can't be just more of one and less of the other. Good. So if you think about it, as we described yesterday, there's 368 mana that's made yearly, annually. 368. 365 are used every day, one mana per day, so there's three left. There's three left for Yom, the 365 is used for the daily Ktoris. There's three mana left to use for the Kohen Gadol, the special Ktoris in the Kodesh Kedoshim. But he doesn't need all three mana. What does he do? He sticks his hands in. He gets two handfuls. That's the Chafnayim. And then there's leftover. So every year there was a little bit of three mana minus Chafnayim. Whatever that is, that was what's left every year. So the Gemara says every 60 or 70, some say it means really 80 plus years, then they had enough for, you know, they had enough for to use. They didn't have to make the whole Torah the following year. So achas l'shishim l'shivim shana he ha'isaba'a chetzya min ashirayim. Right, every 60 or 70 years, they only had to make half. The Mefarshim talk about, what do you mean? Even, let's say you had the full three left. Right, so to have 184, three, it can't be 60, would only be 180. So it has to be, right, it can't be 60 really, because that would not be a half, right? And then you have less, not the whole three mana. You had chafnayim taken out each year, so maybe it's not literal. It means every bunch of decades. Achaz l'shishim l'shivim shana isa he isa ba chetzya min ashirayim. Every long time, then you had leftovers adding up cumulatively, like enough for half of the Torah that year. So they only had to make half. Hadahu. And that's what we learned. That's what we learned back in Shkolim. Moser Aktoris by Yosinba. In Shkolim, we learned when they had leftover Aktoris, what they do with it. What did that mean? You remember the Mishnah there discussed, you had a little challenge. Because you had leftover Aktoris, but the Aktoris has to be bought by the new Shekel. So if you have leftover Aktoris from last year, so how could you leave it over for next year? So you have to do this whole arrangement and switch the Ketusha and then buy it back and give it to the Umnin. So we discussed that back in Shkolim. Period. Says the Gemara, Tani, Hikdir Kezayis Bachutz Chayiv. If somebody is Makdir a Kezayis of the Torah's Bachutz, that's Chayiv. That's an Avoda Bachutz, and one's Chayiv for that. I, the Mefarshim, wonder, is Kezayis enough? Usually you're Makdir more. So says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Afalpi, Sheshir Ketores, Shahaya Makdir Pras, even though Pras is the amount, Eino Elami Durabanan. It doesn't say in the Torah, the Ketores has to be a pras. That's a shir derabanan. Aval devar Torah, lonis parish bo shir. But midaraisa, there is no shir. V'shira b'kezayis, k'chol aktara shi b'kezayis. Midaraisa can be a kezayis, right? Even smaller than the pras. So that's why you're chayim misa even for kezayis b'chutz. Right? We find elsewhere, often the Torah does not give shiurim, and Chazal gave shiurim. Right? Hafrashas truma. Chita achas poteres esakri. How much truma do you have to give midaraisa? A tiny, tiny amount. Any tiny amount. Right? Chita achas. One little grain of wheat. Poteres is akri. Midrabanan, we say a lot more. 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. So again, shear. How much, ratios hagaze has to be given? Chazal come up with the shear. Right? Different amounts. Sometimes the Torah gives a shear. Meiser, from the word eser. Right? So there the Torah gives the shear. Meiser behema. Good. So pachos mikazayis bifnim pater. So if you're makter kazayis pachos chayiv, if somebody gives pachos mikazayis bifnim, so then pater. What does pater mean? If he's makter the kazayis, if he's makter bifnim, less than a kazayis. Let's assume he had the right ratios. Get the right ratios. Pachos mikazayis bifnim pater. So machlokas in the Gemara. Zeora b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah nifteru atzibur yidei chavasan. Pater here doesn't mean what you think it means. Pater means the tzibur has been exempted in their chiyuv, meaning it works. Pater means even if you're makdir less than a kezayis for the ktares, it's still okay. It still works. That's not the best. But niftaru, Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's not what it means. Why? Because the first half of the b'raisa uses the word chayiv. So Potter has to be parallel to that. Min ma detani hikter kazayis bachutz chayiv. From the fact that the first line says chayiv, that's talking about an onesh. So minat shma. So from there you'll also learn pachut b'kazayis bifnim potter. Potter means, you know, that you personally are potter, meaning you're not chayiv misa for that. But not that the tzibur is yotzei. Look at the Pnei Moshe. So what's the chiddush then? V'had the Israel lashbina the pater. What's the chiddush of saying pater? D'mau d'tema. I might have thought hava mina chisaron hashir ki chisaron min haktores. I might have thought if you bring less of a shear, that's like bringing one of the less spices. Kamash bala, no. The chisaron hashir lo mechayev. Aval ein tzibur yotzei chavasan l'fishin haktores pachad b'gezayis. No, no, you're not going to be chayev misa, but the tzibur is not yotzei. She was a yotze with that, right? Potter has to be parallel to chayef. Good. Daka. So every day it has to be thin, grinded. Matam aloma lefisha nemar v'shachatim en adik. Every day it says it means it has to be crushed. Im kein loma nemar daka. So why does it have to say an extra daka by Yom Kippur? Shehitei daka min adaka. Super crushed. Super crushed. Ketzadu ose, mafrish shaloshes manim me'erev Yom Kippurim. You take the three mana, like we said, that was left over for Yom Kippur, umachzir alamachteshes, and you put it back into the grinder, kadei lamalos mimenachavnav, in order to make it very, very fine, in order to then take malochavnav from it, dilakayim badaka manadaka, so that it's very, very fine. Period. Okay, back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim wash their hands and feet from the Kiyar. The Kohen Gadol washes his hands on Yom Kippur from a golden kli. From a golden kli. Amar Reb Yona, chutz mikiddush harishon. Reb Yona says, not the first kiddush in the morning. The first kiddush in the morning that the Kohen Gadol does is like the general regular kiddush, and that has to be from the Kiyar. The special golden kli was for all the other kiddushin the rest of the day. Amar Reb Yosa, no. Afila mikiddush rishon. Reb Yossi says, even the Kiddush Rishon, the Kohen Gadol could use that special golden kli. We're going to quote a Braisa for each one. Masnisa, pliga Reb Yona. First we go to Braisa that argues with Reb Yona. Reb Yona said that the Kohen Gadol had to do the, had to use the Kiyar, the first one. Kala Kalim, Shahayu, by Mikdash, Ayruin, Lakiddush, Adayim, Raglayim. Reb Yona, the Braisa says, all Kalim can be used. So that sounds like the golden kli can be used for anything. So even the first one. What does Reb Yona do? Pater Lachos, Mikiddush Rishon. Except for the first one, the lad in the Bryce is not saying a general rule. There is an exception. It says the Gemara Masisa Bligar Reb Yosa. So we have a Bryce that supports the other Shita. A Bryce that's against Reb Yosa. Reb Yosa who says that even the Kiddush Rishon, the golden kli could always be used. Look what the Bryce says. Hakiyar v'hakan ma'akvin. The kiyar and the kan, the base of the kiyar, that's ma'akev. So doesn't ma'akev mean it always has to be used? It always has to be used, even for the morning of Yom Kippur? No. What does it mean, ma'akev? Its place is ma'akev. What does that mean, its place is ma'akev? The Karban Eidah here has two dais. Either it means the kiyar and the kan. Both parts of the kiyar are ma'akev, each other, number one. Or the Karban Eidah's shot that he likes is that as long as the kiyar is in its right spot, then you could use a golden kli anywhere. It's like, that's like the power generator. As long as the kiyar is in the right spot. If the kiyar and the kano are not in the spot, it kind of gives energy to the others. If it's not in the spot, then you can't use it. Then you could use others. That's the kiyar. If you look in the Meshachachma in the beginning of Kisisa, the first Meshachachma in Kisisa, he has a third shot. He says, Makoman ma'akev. You could use the golden kli always. Ma'akev just means the spot where the kiyar is ma'akev. It means the Kohen Gadol, or whoever it is, has to wash their hands and feet in the spot between the mizbeach and the ulam. That makom is ma'akev. It's ma'akev because it says, v'rachatz, the Torah's lashon in the beginning of Kisisa, v'nasata shama mayim. Put water there. What do you mean, there? Put, in it, water. We put water in the kiyar. Why does it say there? So the Meshech Chachma assumes that's ma'akev, the spot. Pirish, yeh makash, yeh davar, glayim, rak, b'makam hazeh. Shezeh hayeh ma'akev, afim, ein, mayim, nesunim, b'kiyar. The kiyar is not even ma'akev, just the place of the kiyar is ma'akev. That's what it means. Okay. Next Mishnah. B'chol yom ha'isham, let's talk about fires. Ha'isham arba ma'arachos. Every day in the base of Mikdash, there were four pyres. There were four fires on top of the Mizbeach. Vayom Chamesh Divrei Meir. Today there was a fifth. Reb Yosi Omer B'chol Yom Shalosh Vayom Arba. Reb Yuda Omer B'chol Yom Shtayim Vayom Shalosh. Everybody agrees there was an extra fire on Yom Kippur. And that was for what? To take out the coals that were going to be used for the Ketores and the Kodesh Kedoshim. Right? That was the extra fire for Yom Kippur. How many fires were there every day? 2 or 3 or 4? Machlokas Tanoim, 2 or 3 or 4, how many fires were there every day? My time at Rabbi Meir, why did Rabbi Meir? There was 4 every day. What was there 4 every day? Number, well, it says, the Pasuk says, the beginning of Tzav, V'ho'esh ala mizbeach tukad bo lo sichbe, zu ma'arachas kiyume esh. That's the fire that, for the mitzvah. There's a separate fire to fulfill the mitzvah of having fire in the mizbeach. Kiyume esh. Ubir ala ekoen zu ma'arachas ichu ve'evar mubatarim. There's another pyre that if you had limbs that were left over from the day before and they weren't burned, so you don't throw them back on the main fire that you burn today's stuff. There's a separate fire. The separate fire that you're going to burn the overnight limbs that weren't burnt. That's the main one. And then there's one that you take coals from for Ketores every day. So those are the 4. And the Gemara says, we'll assume that this is a statement. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda don't have those separate ones. Right? You don't need a separate one to always have fire on the Mizbeach. It's included in one of the other ones. You don't have one to for the leftover stuff. You throw it onto the main one. So that's why they argue there's 2 or 3 or 4. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Mayim HaKayim. And Hashem will continue with discussions of the pyres. Okay, we'll stop here.